Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, January 15th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team had their best start in school history at 16-0, but the run ended on Tuesday night at Assembly Hall in Bloomington as the Indiana Hoosiers beat the third-ranked Badgers 75-72. Yogi Ferrell led the Hoosiers with 25 points. Trayvon Jackson had a career-high 21 for Wisconsin, who had a 10-point lead in the second half at 52-42, but they could not hang on. Assistant coach Gary Close says it's tough when you shoot 53% from the floor and lose.
Yeah, I think for the most part offensively we were okay. One big drought middle of the second half when we were up 9 or 10 and could have taken the game over and went scoreless there for about 6 or 7 possessions. And then but defensively we just could not keep them from getting to the rim. That's the telltale story. We just could not stop them from getting to the rim, which we knew they were going to do. And
Ben Brust added 13. Sam Decker had 10 for Wisconsin, now 16-1, 3-1 in the Big Ten. Fifth-ranked Wichita State stays unbeaten, though, with a 72-50 win over Bradley. Number 7, Florida, rolled Georgia 72-50. Arkansas surprising number 12, Kentucky 87-85. At the Schulte Sports Center, the St. Norbert Green Knights, now ranked number 12 in Division 3, crushed Ripon 102-62. We're behind 3-0 in the first minute, but then went on a 39-4 run to put the game away. Cam Cerrone with 22 points. He was 8 of 11 from the floor. Andrew Schwer hit 8 of 10 shots for 20 points. As St. Norbert has now won 10 straight, they're 8-0 in the Midwest Conference, 12-1 overall. St. Norbert women defeated Ripon in the nightcap of that doubleheader at Schulte Sports Center, 71-48. Brianna Byrne led with 16. Green Knights 7-1 in conference play, 10-3 overall. To the NBA, where the Charlotte Bobcats beat the New York Knicks 108-98, ending the Knicks' 5-game winning streak. Al Jefferson went off for 35 points, said we stuck to the plan.
We played inside out tonight. You know, the Knicks is one of them teams who, you know, like to switch 1-4, and we had a good game playing with it. And, you know, and we took advantage on the inside.
Indiana Pacers beat the Sacramento Kings 116-92. Paul George led the way with 31 points, and we controlled the tempo.
The biggest thing that we did tonight was just run. You know, we got a couple days to rest and get our legs under us. And, you know, that's one thing Coach told us, was to get that, you know, energy that we've had when we went through that stretch of playing Rockets. And, you know, we were hot at that point.
Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Lakers in Los Angeles 120-118. Former Bull Luol Deng led the way with 27. Happy homecoming for former Laker coach Mike Brown, who says his return to the Staples Center was no big deal.
I try to block all that stuff out. You know, the fans, when I was here, the fans were good to myself and my family for the most part. So, I'm just happy to be in Cleveland and happy to be coaching these guys in the locker room.
Memphis Grizzlies beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 90-87. Courtney Lee with 24, offset 37 from Kevin Durant. Marc Gasol had a 12-point night in his first game back in 23 games after suffering an MCL sprain. Guard Mike Conley said it was good to have the big man out there.
Just from the sense that everybody feels a little bit more comfortable out there now, you know, knowing that he's out there, knowing that we got another guy that can make big shots, make big plays, and he's there for the team. He wants to make the right decisions, and we all know that, and we're just happy to have him out there and happy to see him, you know, run up and down the court.
Gasol and the Grizzlies will be up and down the BMO Harris Bradley Center floor on Wednesday night as the Milwaukee Bucks welcome the Grizzlies to Milwaukee. President Obama welcomed the world champion Miami Heat to the White House for the second year in a row as two-time defending NBA champions, but the president said it was a nice year for the Heat, but...
Won a team record 66 games, at what point they won 27 games straight, the second longest winning streak ever. Extraordinarily impressive, almost as impressive as the Bulls' 72-win season.
Keep in mind, the president, a former resident of Chicago, and still a big Bulls fan. To the National Hockey League, where the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Boston Bruins 4-3. The Tampa Bay Lightning scored 2 goals in a 9-second span, and it was enough to beat the New York Rangers by a score of 2-1. Former Green Bay Gamblers head coach John Cooper, now in charge of the Lightning, says we worked hard for this one.
They made a commitment to win a hockey game tonight. They were blocking shots, laying in front of everything, and when things got by us, Bish was there to make a save. And it's big for us because you get, every team goes through these back-to-backs, and if you can start winning the second half of those, I mean, it's big for your team.
San Jose Sharks beat the Washington Capitals 2-1 in a shootout. The Philadelphia Flyers over the Buffalo Sabres 4-3. This one went to the wire. Vincent LeCavalier netting the game-winning goal with 15 seconds to play.
I guess Reeder got the rebound, and he looked for me again, so I just kind of wound up and, you know, it was, I guess, kind of a lucky bounce. I mean, I think the puck was flicking, you know, kind of was jumping a little bit, but it went in.
That's all that counts. New Jersey Devils over the Montreal Canadiens 4-1. The Florida Panthers beat the New York Islanders 4-2. Panthers, by the way, will host the 2015 NHL entry draft at their arena in June. Colorado Avalanche beat the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2 in overtime at the United Center. Tyson Barrie netting the game-winning goal and a big road win.
Yeah, this is huge for us. We want to keep climbing the standings, and I mean, this is a tough building to get 1 point in. So you know, we got that one, and you know, we were fortunate to you know, get a power play there, and it was nice to capitalize on that and get the 2 points.
TJ Oshie scored both goals for the St. Louis Blues in a 2-1 victory over Phoenix. The Nashville Predators beat the Calgary Flames 4-2. The Ottawa Senators shut out the Minnesota Wild 3-0, and the Dallas Stars a 5-2 winner over the Edmonton Oilers. Some NFL news and notes. A federal judge has denied the approval of a $765 million concussion lawsuit settlement between the National Football League, its Players Association, and retired players. U.S. District Court Judge Anita Brody says she is concerned the amount will not be enough to cover the benefits to compensate all retired and future retired players over the length of the settlement. The judge wants more financial information from both parties before moving forward. Green Bay Packers quarterbacks coach Ben McAdoo has accepted the offensive coordinator position with Tom Coughlin and the New York Giants. McAdoo was quarterback coach for the Packers for 2 seasons, tight ends coach for Mike McCarthy the 6 years prior. Another Packer note, Eddie Lacy named the Pro Football Writers Association NFL Rookie of the Year. Broke the Packer rookie rushing records for yards, attempts, and rushing touchdowns. More coaching news around the NFL. Jim Caldwell is the new head coach of the Detroit Lions, succeeding Jim Schwartz. Most recently, offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. Also spent a couple of seasons as head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. The Tennessee Titans introduced their new head coach on Tuesday, former Arizona Cardinals head coach, and last year the San Diego Chargers offensive coordinator Ken Whisenhunt taking the reins in Nashville.
I think really what it came down to was you have to feel comfortable about the direction that you're going and who you're doing that with. I think one of the things that I've learned in my time in the NFL is that chemistry is an important part of this. And when you feel like you have that chemistry and you're excited about it, that plays a big part of it.
Minnesota Vikings reportedly close to signing Mike Zimmer, the Cincinnati Bengals defensive coordinator, as their new head coach to replace Leslie Frazier. Zimmer in for a second interview on Tuesday. According to reports in Minneapolis, all that needs to be worked out are contract details. The Australian Open Tennis Championships, 108-degree temperatures in Melbourne, but Serena Williams played well enough to advance into round two with her 60th career Australian Open win, and that ties Margaret Court's all-time record at Melbourne. Reigning Cy Young Award winners Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers and Max Scherzer of the Tigers among 146 Major League players that have filed for salary arbitration. Players will swap proposals with clubs on Friday. Hearings will be scheduled next month in Florida. Last year, 133 players filed for arbitration, but none of the cases went to hearings for the first time since the process began in 1974. And the Wisconsin Timberrattlers, getting ready for their 20th anniversary season in the Fox Valley, announced a new naming rights deal for Fox City Stadium. Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium will be the banner. They signed a 10-year contract on Tuesday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.